Yeah, I had to give y'all a piece of my mind before I start talking, because, golly, man, I think these young kids going to beat everybody out with the role that they playing. We're just not listening to them. We're just not trying to watch them. Don't know what the problem is. I don't know how it got so separated. And after talking to some of them, you see that they so very intelligent, it's a shame. But then what it is that they are different. They are a lot different. But then ain't that the way society is meant to be? Growth and revelations, you know, like my family didn't get enough out of this, so I'm going to do it like this, I'm going to do it like this, and I'm going to do better than my daddy did. And, you know, that's life. And we downgrade them for being who they are and what they supposed to do. Yeah, y'all don't hear me. The other week when I was saying about the politics and things and some of the folk that's still in the battle, that was in the battle when I was real young, and they still in the battle, I can understand them wanting to be in the battle, but you can't lead the fight no more, man. You don't have the tools. You don't have the power. Move over or just get out the way. And I brought to mind a couple of young guys simply because of I had the chance on yesterday to listen to what some of them were saying. And, you know, it's kind of tight, but guess what? If you listen, it's definitely all right. You know, you can always agree to disagree, but if you don't listen, you don't know what they're saying. So listen tonight.
Behind our back and just cracking it up. Yup, the government laugh. But in our face, they want to cry and sob. And wonder why we shoot and rob. Guess what? Nothing stops a bullet like a job. And you can't elect without no college. And don't even get me started about the electoral college. I mean, let's be honest. That's how they really choose the president, and that's facts. They got y'all confused with these views from these Republicans and Democrats. Liberals and conservatives, man, I ain't none of that. I'm hungry. But where the money at? Because I'm too broke to vote. I'm too broke to cope. I ain't trying to check no ballots. I'm trying to check this balance on these checking accounts. And y'all being careful double-checking accounts. But just like in Florida, it's going to be another miscount. As soon as they get to this amount, they're going to try to dismount. Yeah, flipping sides back and forth. It's political gymnastics. Just like Olympic acrobats go for the gold, because that's who makes the rules. All this pageantry is just designed for fools. They're going to give you who they choose. Too big to fail, too rich to lose. And I'm still too broke to vote. So how do we fix it then? Give it away. In the end is where it begins. So I vote we return this country back to its original home.
It's incredible.
Works is we're going to take turns hitting this button here, which activates the musical impressions generator.
Right, right.
Okay. It'll land on one random singer that one of us can do an impression of,
right. And
then one random song title.
Mm. Okay.
Whoever's turn it is has to do an impression of that musician doing that song.
Wow, good. Sure.
Since you're my guest, why don't you go first? Here's the emergency microphone.
Just in case of emergency, call them on
the XL.
Like, what other is this? Okay. Ready?
Mick Jagger. Do you do Mick Jagger?
Well, I'm going to do him now.
Pause.
Mick Jagger doing it.
Pause. Double pause.
No. Yeah, no. The impression of Mick Jagger.
Okay.
Hakuna Matata.
Root, yeah.
Pass it.
my gosh. Dude, you're just, you know how to do it. You know how to bring it. All right, here we go. My turn. Whoa. I love you, love me. What is that?
That's the Barney song.
Huh?
It's not just Blake. I gotta get my larynx fixed.
Okay. Jennifer Hudson on top of spaghetti. I don't know how this would even happen.
On top of spaghetti. On top of the cheese. I hope my pussy bone was somebody's cheese.
I just had to do it. Y'all might not realize it, but he's one of our up-and-coming superstars. And man. And I think y'all would greatly appreciate that one if you saw the video. I'm just trying to hip you to things to come, because Bunton Rising Radio is bringing it home. This one brought back to mind Bill Blair Park. Used to be Rochester Park. Well, we're having the Bunton Reunion. And, boy, it's going to shine, y'all. It's going to shine. Yeah, it's coming. It's coming.
Their day begins with a chant they call the affirmation.
You can be.
You can be any good thing you want to be. Go and conquer.
You go and conquer.
And if you don't see discipline, just watch.
Talking about love. Talking about love. When do it start?
Too long ago, I'm going through some video footage, and I run into this video of my youngest daughter being born. Now, of course, I was there. I actually took the video, but I had never really experienced it from this perspective before. And look, we're in the hospital room. She's sticky and she's baby and all that stuff, and she's in the middle of crying. And then I speak up. I start talking to her, and watch how she responds when she hears my voice.
Okay, now ladies, now let's get information. Prove to me you got some cooperation. I'm not a poet, I'm a truth teller. And I don't need no snaps with this. I want you to hear me loud and clear. I'm singing a cappella. If I could talk to my 10-year-old self, I would tell her not to be jealous or envy. The little black girl with curly hair who got straight A's in class sitting right next to me. I would tell her, then rather than pointlessly making every other girl into enemies, it is much better to form a friend. And instead of feeling inadequate like I was a class dummy, I would invite that same little girl over after school and ask her if she would teach me how to study. See, we would have a fun sleepover and eat chocolate cake and sip on milkshakes. We would let our 10-year-old dreams and ideas unfurl. We would jump on the bed, watch Destiny's Child videos and scream out, girls rule the world. iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. When we realize two heads are better than one, we'll stop competing with each other. We're here for creation. Let's get information. The true images of sisterhood need to be reshaped like a magnet. Nikki and Kim both came together to put out a mixtape. The Bible says two are better than one because there's good reward for her labor. So when your sister falls, you would be the one there to save her. But woe to her who falls when she's alone and has not another to pick her up or lift her up. When we hold each other accountable, we leave no room for jealousy or hate to interrupt. Women, we are inventors, creators, and debaters. Together, we are unstoppable. The perfect definition of powerful. The perfect synonym of bountiful, plentiful, fruitful, giving, and big-hearted. So let's link up with our sisters and help each other get out. Idea started. Let's put in the groundwork and build up our networks. Like, imagine if Oprah and Kathy Hughes both came together to create that network. If I could turn back the hands of time and jump back a decade, I would tell my younger self that she was beautifully and wonderfully made. I would take all of the lack of knowledge and love for self out of her heart. Tell her that God made her special, gave her gifts and talents that set her apart. I would tell her to build a foundation and get in formation with all the other little girls who wanted to do big things and had big dreams. I would tell them that together they were valuable, they were adequate, they were worthy, they were good enough, they were smart enough, they were strong enough, they were fearless, they were leaders. I would put all of their insecurities on a piece of paper, burn them, and set them free. I would tell them that the girl that they strive to grow up to be, well, she is we. Okay, now, ladies, now let's get information. Prove to me you got some cooperation.
I'm just taking my time. I'm just, you know, I don't, night ain't the night for my best friend. So I'm trying to work a few things out. You know I'm slow. You know I'm old. But bear with me, because I'm just like Michael Jackson. Hold on, I'll be there. He don't say it like that, though. But we're going to say it like this. We're going to say this one.
Making a motherfucking move there. Onyx, Dallas, know that, man. Beat up there, don't beat up there, man. My nigga just dropped the CD. We've been on mixtape, Nick. We balling all night.
Hey, man, y'all come through, fuck with us, man. Steal me another, man. Camp Life, Trap Boy, Freddy Cougar, man. We in the building, you dig?
Jim!
What we doing, Jim G?
Yeah, go. Come over here. No, now you Trump. You want a brokered convention? a primer, Mitt. Whenever we have one, we lose. Dewey and Ford emerged from a brokered convention to lose the general election. So why? Because the party elites and elders want to protect us and stop us from falling into the abyss? Mitt, I'm sure you and your cronies don't feel this, but most of us working two and three jobs think we're already in the abyss, the Obama abyss, and most of us scared about our safety and security. And you want to prevent us from falling into a recession? We don't believe any of you. That's why outsiders are so strong in both parties, while the insiders seek a brokered convention or superdelegates to guarantee their own position. You're panicked, not for us, but because you're worried about losing power. The lobbyists, the pharmaceutical companies, the power brokers, the lawmakers who are willing to invest in absurd pensions our children can't possibly pay for their own short-term political survival. We are sick and tired of legislators with modest means who leave Congress multi-millionaires.
Now, I must tell y'all again, these videos were sent in by young 30-somethings. They are addressing some of the facts. Sometimes, old people, you just need to get out of the way.
Incredible lyricism.
I like a brown, yellow, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Unique talents that helped the Tribe Called Quest rise to the top in the 90s and become one of the most influential rap groups in hip-hop history.
Back in 89, I simply slid in the place. Buddy, 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 all up in your face.
A native of Queens, New York, Fife was only 19 when he first appeared on Tribe's debut album. But Fife struggled with his health throughout the years, dealing with diabetes and undergoing a kidney transplant in 2008. Although Tribe Called Quest had their breakup, the group came together to celebrate the 25th anniversary of their first album in January. It led billions of brothers before outpourings of love across the web show just how powerful Fife's beats, rhymes, and life work.
Tell me, can we kick it like Ali Shaheed and Fife, dog?
So today might be a good day to put on a throwback jam and remember one of the best times in hip-hop and the man who helped us kick it.
Right now, Christ is the point player. As time from the studio conveyor.
In the Talmud, in Treatise Sanhedrin, an extensive passage describes the right of the Pharisee to kill anyone, just as long as he did so indirectly. As one of dozens of examples, the Talmud tells us that if one bound his neighbor and he died of starvation, he is not liable to execution. In such an indirect manner, the Pharisees also killed Christ. Manipulating the Romans to actually wield the spear and sword, the Pharisees claimed, as their descendants do today, that since the Romans were the direct cause of the death of Christ, it is the Romans, not the Jews, who are guilty. Christ also called the Pharisees adulterers, an adulterous generation. The Talmud provides generous loopholes for adultery. It says the penalty for adultery does not include sex with a minor, the wife of a minor, or the wife of a heathen. The Talmud also encourages seduction of unwed adolescent girls called designated bondmaids. But it's important how such rapes are performed. With the designated bondmaid, one is guilty only in the case of natural connection, but not in the case of perverse connection. The Pharisees reasoned that rape in a perverted manner is outside the jurisdiction of the law. Normal rape, however, was punishable. In Babylon, sexual perversion of every kind had been a way of life for millenniums. The Pharisees were deeply influenced by such practices.
In three of the major treatises of the Talmud are found extensive passages which give legal endorsement to seduce and marry three-year-old baby girls. In fact, many of the greatest rabbis of the Talmud, including Simeon ben Yochai, upheld this privilege. Today in Israel, thousands of Jews go to Meron every year to venerate the memory of Simeon ben Yochai,
one of the most respected rabbis in the history of Judaism.
In one of dozens of endorsements of child sex, Simeon ben Yohai said, a proselyte under the age of 3 years and a day is permitted to marry a...
A lot of civil liberties concerns. Let me ask you, how many Muslims are in America?
I don't know the number off the top of my head.
So you're saying that law enforcement should surveil a number of Muslims, and you don't even know how many Muslims are in America?
What I'm
there
saying...
There are 3 million Muslims in America.
How is targeting Muslim neighborhoods constitutional?
You cite that program, but it, of course, has been disbanded. And a former supervisor of that program said that in 6 years, it never led to even one piece of intelligence, not an arrest, not a conviction. And, Senator, you know that surveillance program was in effect in New York. It has been disbanded, as you mentioned. You also know it didn't lead to any leads, any intelligence hits. They said it didn't work. In fact, the supervisor was quoted as saying that it involved paying undercover officers to sit in cafes frequented by Muslims, drinking tea, and eating sweets at taxpayer expense. We have a chief of police, one of the most respected chiefs of police, who was here earlier, who said there are no Muslim neighborhoods. It's not like Europe. It doesn't exist that way. It's impractical what you're suggesting. Also, it doesn't suggest it would lead to anything. It's more of a political point that you're making.
I have almost 1,000 Muslim officers in the NYPD. Ironically, when he's running around here, we probably have a few Muslim officers guiding him.
There's so many people that say that your comments are decidedly anti-Muslim, and that you're playing right into the hands of ISIS, that you're giving them ammunition to come after us, to really take action against us. You're just teeing it up for people to come after us.
And do you have to have any particular suspicions that they're being radicalized? Or is it just the mere fact that they're Muslims, in your mind, means police officers should be securing and patrolling those areas?
That's not
a similar problem that we have here in the United States.
Of course it is. There are communities in America.
Maybe one community, one city, where we have a large group of radicalized Muslims.
10% of doctors in this country, I've read, are Muslim Americans. Muslim Americans are entrepreneurs. They are leaders in this country. Ted Cruz could not have it more wrong.
This is Andre checking in. I'm going to get back to the room. What's up, y'all? It's Andre Gnala here to pull up the Lyft April Fool's joke on my teammate Festus Azizi. We're going to say that he's been cut by the team. He's had a few injuries throughout his career. We don't know if that's from old age or he's getting hurt. But my teammates are texting him as well to tell him they're sorry about the sad news, so we're going to prank him.
We're waiting outside Festus' building. He's always late.
Oh, Festus is right there.
Oh, yeah, I'm good. Thank you.
You always lived here?
Like Sacramento, Nigeria, all that stuff.
Sacramento, Nigeria?
Yeah, our country.
Do you listen to you guys?
This weird karmic turn right now. Are you ready?
Nothing, Max, yo.
Are you ready for the news?
Not really. I'm actually not ready. I'm going to brace myself again, but proceed. Go ahead.
Two sources close to the Warriors say that backup center Festus Azizi will be released from his contract.
I don't even know how to react to that other than to kind of go through that one by one. First of all, the season has been so magic.
Check your phone. Now, so the guys are texting him now.
James McAdoo, Steph Curry, Draymond Green, Anderson Varejao, Ian Clark, Maurice Bates, John Livingston, Brandon Rush.
He doesn't know what to think.
Nick Uring, Coach Luke Walton, Andrew Bogut, Klay Thompson.
Hey, you in the car?
No, what?
How much you got cut from the team? I'm going to try to get to the bottom of this. This is crazy. Say, this is so awkward to be your driver right now.
Yeah, I feel kind of awkward right now.
That's his look. That's his look.
Teammates are texting me saying, so I should work with you. What does that mean? Looks like I'm gonna be getting the job over here with Lyft.
All right, find a safe spot, pull over. We think we got him.
I'm just
pulling.
Kick off the
ground. He ate it. I know. Y'all ready?
Clay touched me on the side.
Oh, he did?
Like, yo, man, this business is tough, man. First of all, you're not going to take pleasure working with you. After I've been with you for 4 years, that's another thing.
Hey,
yeah, all of the youngers gonna keep it 100, but no, we wanna fake it and shake it and play like we doing something. We ain't doing a thing.
We doing everything that we can do is what we always do. All right,
have fun.
Everybody I know say they too broke to vote. With all this heavy slave mentality, you could have broke the boat. Nobody cares about me. Nobody cares about my family. Nobody cares about my folks. And nobody gets my vote. Nobody for president. That's my campaign slogan. We got money for wars that can't feed our homes. The government is hopeless. It's like a reality show. Real lies that a house liar starring Anglo-Saxon Christians. Change the channel, sound like a bunch of arguing bitches. Switch up the game show, America's next top corrupt judicial system. For instance, I'm saying, look at my options. Voting for office is like picking out which gun you want to get shot with. These politicians think they battle rappers, and they swear they spitting that hot shit. Gun control, abortion, civil liberties, extortion, energy, the economy, immigration, global warming. But I ain't feeling burned. And hell no, I'll never get Trump. The Clintons had their chance with me. They the reason my cousin's still locked up. Mass incarceration still fucked up. 3 strikes get you 25 to life, nigga, good luck. Fuck your future, fuck your daddy, fuck your rights, fuck your mentality. In actuality, the Constitution said I was a 3/5 of a man, so we're stopping me from saying that again. The top 3% over the 13th Amendment, minus the 40 acres plus the rest of my reparations? Yeah, they doing that in the government, man. Watergate, the Whitewater call, that's the government bad. The law was, we couldn't even use the same bathrooms. Back then, what was your government at? Behind our back, ingesting, cracking it up. Yup, the government laughed. But in our face, they want to cry and sob. And wonder why we shoot and rob. Guess what? Nothing stops a bullet like a job. And we can't elect without no college. And don't even get me started about the electoral college. I mean, let's be honest, that's how they really choose the president, and that's fact. They got y'all confused with these views from these Republicans and Democrats. Liberals and conservatives, man, I ain't none of that. I'm hungry. Where the money at? Because I'm too broke to vote. I'm too broke to cope. I ain't trying to check no ballots. I'm trying to check this balance on this checking account. And y'all being careful to double checking accounts. But just like in Florida, it's going to be another miscount. As soon as they get to this amount, they're going to try to dismount. Yeah, flip the sides back and forth. It's political gymnastics. Just like Olympic acrobats go for the gold, because that's who makes the rules. All this pageantry is just designed for fools. They're going to give you some they choose. Too big to fail, too rich to lose. And I'm still too broke to vote. So how do we fix it then? Give it away. In the end is where it begins. So I vote we return this country back to its original home.
Now, I know y'all heard that. And from a young guy in his 20s. Give him a break, for heaven's sake. Get out the way with your old butt. This
it's incredible!
Opportunity here to grow an audience and develop relationships with different groups of individuals at will. All we have to do is open up the minds like they are. I've been over the last year in something watching attitudes through conversations and ideas and things and a lot of different growth. And starting next week, I'll be out in the hood taking some of these pictures myself. So I'm going to be proud to display some of the locations that the young guys are having their fun, doing their thing, you know, where everybody work, eat, and play. But guess what? They are keeping it 100 for real because they are on the move. They are opening up businesses. They are moving on up. And sometimes, like I said, old people just got to get out of their way. And that's all it takes. That's all it takes. Let progress take its course. Now, if they wasn't doing anything, We could see that. You ain't opened up no store. You ain't did no restaurant. You ain't did nothing to sit on your butt and talk. And you talking against your own. So, yeah, this last 5 minutes is going to be pleasing to the eye and the ear. For the simple reason, yeah, starting next week, you'll be able to stream us. You'll be able to, God dog me, get us on your own laptops and PCs. Just want to know, here we come. You've been asking. I got a little disappointed the last couple of weeks because I got ill under the weather, but I'm back now. And guess what? I am glad to be back because I can see y'all moving up. And just keep sending in the videos, keep sending, and Erica, God bless. you taught me a lot these last 3 months, so I'm learning. And it's time to wake the little sleeping giants up, the ones that's been waiting to get up and come out and do what they do. So it is time for us to let them. So, I appreciate the videotapes that were sent in today, yesterday, and the day before. And just keep sending them in. That's all I can ask. Y'all got it going on. Yeah, you know, I'm getting ready. I got to call my nephew. Pink, where you at? Uncle Bill needs to call you, man. You know, it's getting close to Erica time.
I just want it to be
I want to thank you, young guys, for doing what you said you was going to do, teach me the ropes, not learning fast enough. Like I said, I had a couple of setbacks, but keep on doing what you're doing because you're on the right page. It's the old man in your way, and I'm going to get out your way. So just keep doing what you're doing. I appreciate y'all, and send them in, and now that I know that's how it go, I'm gonna keep it 100. I holla. Y'all that know what time it is.
The night I look at you. could see too. A dream that I can call my own. I found a thrill to press my cheek to. A thrill that I
I'm still in training. Keep doing what you're doing. I'll holler.